Good afternoon, Derek.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
And me too.
So how did the polar bear safety training go in Hopedale?
It went well. It went really well. I went there on Thursday, and we started on Thursday afternoon and finished up Saturday evening, and I made myself available in case anybody needed any other information on yesterday. But it went well. We had three participants, and you know, at the end of the day, we have three more certified bear guards, and it's an opportunity for them to put resumes out and hopefully find some meaningful employment. The training, Maria, consists of, you know, it's a bear awareness, bear safety. You know, we all know that in Nunatsiavut, we live in the homeland of Nanuk and Utluk, the black bear. So, you know, we may just find ourselves out with our families for recreation or hunting and fishing. It identifies, you know, some of the good practices that we can do and what not to do. And, you know, it tries to bring awareness to, you know, the identification of, you know, the behavior of the bears if they're aggressive or if they're just not curious or if they're curious, and just what to do and keep yourself safe around your camp or your cabin and keep you and your family safe. And the second component of it goes into a little bit more detail with respect to being a certified bear guard. It's another day and a half, which we've done, and it includes firearms and deterrent safety and, you know, personal safety, keeping people, your guests out on the land safe, and good practices and good job ethic when it comes to working as a polar bear guard.
Okay, so did the participants get their certificate then?
Yes, they did, yes.
Okay.
So they're certified to be official bear guards now, and that certificate, it doesn't have an expiry date. It's valid, but the other criteria of being a bear guard, and we see that a little bit in Nunatsiavut and all the other northern communities, is that the second criteria to officially be to find employment as a bear guard is that you have to have a valid FAC. So one of our participants who done really well didn't have an FAC, so my encouragement is to, whenever they have an opportunity, do the course. And that's the two requirements that employers come looking for now when they hire a bear guard, is a valid FAC and the bear guard training program.
Okay. So will you be going to the other communities as well to do the training?
You know, Maria, I've been talking to Joe Dicker and Willie Fox in Nain on a couple of occasions, and I do know that there is enough interest, and some of my friends that I know in Nain who want to do the bear guard course. So yes, there is a demand. There is still more of a demand, and I can go anytime that, you know, anybody wants or needs and requests the services of Bear Safe Incorporated. And I'm looking forward to going back again. And I have to go to Southern Labrador for Nukutunuk, and I have to do 5 bear guard courses for them starting in April. So yeah, I'm hoping and looking forward to coming back to other Nunatsiavut communities.
Would you like to add anything else on this topic, Derek?
No, Maria, just thank you very much for the opportunity. And, you know, anytime that anybody is looking for information, and is in particular to the bear guard program, or anywhere that any, you know, trained bear guards that may be looking for contact, my number is in the book, and or government, Nunatsiavut, or any other level of government is looking for the service, feel free to call. And I have a list of all the bear guards that I've done in the past 12 years, and it's very easy to keep a record of it and give reference to anybody that's looking to hire certified bear guards.
Okay, and Derek, I'd like to thank you for this information about the polar bear safety training, and have a nice day.
Okay, nakumi nai, tama.
Nakumi atsunai.
Atsunai.